Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Balak, Tashin Ayin Ches. I apologize, a little late this week. I learned Shvi and Tzchus for Furash Shlema 4. Baruch Tzib and Rivka Bat Yabasov Shurcha Yisrael. Opening Pasuk says, Vayar Balak ben Tzipor eis kol asher asa Yisrael le'amori. Balak, the son of Tzipor, saw all the klais are done to the Amorite people. So the famous idea is brought down by the Trisker Magid, and also the idea by the Noam Alimach. It says first the Trisker Magid, the Magid of Ram. The Trisker Magid, one of the Tamid of Al-Shemdav, says, what does this mean that Balak saw everything that they did to Amori? It says that Amori is actually Lashon of Tefillah. Amori is a lot to say. He says that that Balak saw everything that Klai Yisrael did, Le Amori, through Tefillah, through davening. They saw that everything Klai Yisrael was successful was through their davening. The Noam Melech says a little more in the Pasuk. He says, Vayar, Balak under Balak ben Zippor, he understood. He's Klai Yisrael, also Le Yisrael, Le Amori. Says the Noam Melech, the Rebbe Melech says, that at the end of the day, the Jewish people were successful. How are they successful? It's Kol Asher Yisrael. How do they do it? Le'emori, Dafko, through their davening. Right? They don't know Amal Melech quotes the Gemara Moi Katan, Tazayin Amal Av, Taz Tzadik goes there, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And the Tzadik decrees something, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to fulfill. How special, what a precious gift that we have to be able to daven to the Ribono Shel Olam, to connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only inside a Shachris Mincha Mar, but wherever you go, to be able to connect to their Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what Balak was so scared of. He was scared through the Koch of Tefillah, says the Trisker Magid, says the Rebbe HaMelech. Beautiful, beautiful idea about the Koch of Tefillah. Moving on to the second idea. The second idea is going to be from the Ramban Chav Beis Chav Ches. So, Pasuk says, sorry, no, this is the second idea is going to be from the Torah Tamima. Right, so the Chav Beis Chav Ches, the Pasuk says, right, Balak is trying to get Bilam to come to be able to curse Klai Yisrael. Balak says to the servants of Balak, even if you give me all the money in the world, I would not be able to go. Says the Torah Tamima, this Lashon of all the money in the world is very similar to a Lashon in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, he meets a person on the way, and he says, where are you from? He says, I come from a place of Chachamim. He says, I'm going to give you all. He says, can we switch places? I'll give you 1,000 dinarim. So Rabbi Yosef Kisva says, even if you give me all the money in the entire in the world, I will never leave a place of Torah. So the Torah Tamima says, there's got to be a connection here. What's going on between the Balak saying, all the money in the world, I won't go, and Yosef ben Kisma saying, all the money in the world, I wouldn't go. What's going on over here? Says the Torah Tamima, such a beautiful explanation. Says Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, he was dealing, the reason why he answered back with all the money in the world is because the person who was offering, he wasn't offering in Torah, he was offering money, right? He offered him $1,000 to be able to come. So that's why he answered him in terms of money. But what happened in the previous pasuk by Balak? What did Balak offer? Balak didn't offer any money. Balak offered honor, right? Ki chavid achabercha mo. I'm going to give you all the honor in the world. And how did Bilam answer? Bilam answered all that money and silver. Says the Torah Tamima. It shows us Rabbi Yosef Kisma wasn't greedy. He answered back the person back in money terms. No, I'm not going to go. Even if you give me all the money in the world, I don't care about your $1,000. Even if you give me all the money in the world, I'm not going to go. What did Bilam? Bilam was so greedy. Balak offered honor. He didn't just say no honor. He said not even more money in the world. Who's talking about money and silver and gold to Bilam? No one's talking about that. It just shows us how greedy Bilam was. And we know that the midah of kinah is something that we all have to work on. Right, the Mishnah says, "Pekiyav as kina taiva kava motzinas adam in olam." Right, jealousy takes a person out of this world. The famous idea we said in the previous week from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler says, "How can a person not be jealous?" Right, you ever go to someone's medicine cabinet and you open up their medicine and you said, "I really want that medicine." Of course not, because not only is the medicine not good for you, it could kill you, it could hurt you. Says Rav Dessler, when you look at someone who has a Lexus or someone has this shit or that shit, whatever it is. No, you don't. Not only are you not jealous, it's not for you. That thing would dafka hurt you. Beautiful idea from the Torah Tamim about Bilam's greediness and how we could be able to work on our own meat. And moving on to the third idea. The third idea is the Ramban. So the Ramban famously quotes, and you know this whole thing with the donkey. You know, this is maybe where the movie Shrek got it from. The whole thing with the donkey in Chav Beis Chav Ches with the donkey talking to Bilam. So the Ramban quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We know that 10 things were created on Erev Shabbos, one of them being the Pi Ha'Asom, was the mouth of the donkey. Says the Ramban, why did Hashem make the Pi Ha'Asom a Bein HaShemashos? But what about the other animal that talked? We know from the Pi HaNachash that the Nachash talked to Adam and Chava. Why didn't Hashem make the Pi HaNachash also during this special time of Bein HaShemashos on Erev Shabbos? Says the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yol, you want to know why Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka made the mouth of the donkey and not the mouth of the nachash at Erev Shabbos? Because those things created Erev Shabbos were so holy, were so great. We're so made the Pia Aretz, the Pia Be'er, the Ma, the Mata. What did the mouth of the donkey do? What was the donkey trying to tell the Bilam? Don't go. He was trying to prevent him, to withhold Bilam from going. But what did the Nachash do? The Nachash, not only did he use his koach of speech for bad, he was the one who caused Adam and Chava to sin ultimately. So says the Divrei Yol, they both had the koach of speech, but the Ason, the donkey used the speech to stop sin. But what happened was that the Nachash used speech to cause sin. And that's why Dafka, the Pia Ason, was Dafka made on Erev Shabbos. And I think it just shows us the power of speech, how important, especially the power of speech on Erev Shabbos. Gemara says that we have to be very careful with our speech on Erev Shabbos, especially now going through the 3 weeks, be able to use our words for positive things. Moving on to the fourth idea. The fourth idea is brought down from the original Rebbe. Beautiful idea. Very lemaisadik idea. So the Pasuk says, right in the middle of Bilam's, in Shishi, so Bilam's saying that he's not able to curse Klai, so he gives him all these brachas. The Pasuk says, Chavdalet, end of Gimel, and Dalet, Bilam b'no b'or, Nu'um ha'gever shusum ha'ayin, the words of the man with the pierced eye, Nu'um shemei imrekel, shemachse shakai, yechase nofel glui einayim, the words of the one who hears the sayings of Hashem, who sees the vision of Shakai, while fallen and with uncovered eyes. Says the original Rebbe, there's two types of Jews. You have the Jews who are Nu'um ha'gever shusum ha'ayin, they're pierced eyes, they're low, they might have made mistakes, and maybe they feel like their Rebbeinu Shlom's not there. But then you have other types of Jews, Nu'um shemei imrekel. They understand that their Bono Shalom is our Father. We could always come back to Him. And what happens? What's the end of the Pasuk says? Asher machze shakai yechze nofel glui enayim. Right? The Shimrach, the Shema Imrekel, and they say, no, you holy Jews, even if you're nofel glui enayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakai yechze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for you. Says the Rebbe, or the original Rebbe, a Jew could always come back to their Bono Shalom. And there are two types of categories of people. The people that don't believe that a Jew can come back to the Rebbe, the Jews that can. The Jews are shusum ha'ayin. They feel like they can never come back. But the Imrekel, the Shema Imrekel, they know the true words of God. Even the Jews who fall in Ofa Gulinayim, Shakai Yechaz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees them. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always right by their side. Finally, the fifth and final idea is brought down from Rav Moshe. So the Pasuk says, Chavdal at Hay, right in the middle of the Brachos, actually debated amongst the Achronim whether to say this or not. I believe that Rizal did not say it. So we know that. So famously, Rashi says, the Gemara Bava Basra says that what was Bilam seeing at this moment? He saw that the tents of the Jewish people, they didn't face each other. That's the Gemara Bava Basra. They didn't face each other. It's for these reasons. There's another Gemara. It says Sanhedrin on Daf Kofei Amid Beis. It says that from this blessing, Bilam. Secretly, he wished that the Jewish people would have no shuls. They have no shuls. So, how says Rav Moshe, what's the connection between the Gemara Bava Basra says that the Rashi quotes famously on the pasuk here that they're so great because their tents were so tzniyus, they were so mass, they didn't face each other. But the Nagam Gemara says the same pasuk says that Bilam was wishing they shouldn't have any shuls. Says Rav Moshe, beautiful idea. Bilam saw that the Jewish home was so special that their domestic lives didn't need any. Their domestic lives are so holy, maybe they don't even need any yeshivas. They don't need any institutions. They don't need any rebbeim. And this is actually a curse, says Rav Moshe. Says Rav Moshe, you want to know what the connection is? Bilam was saying, they're so tznius, they don't need shuls. But says Rav Moshe, no. A Jew needs to have their parenting at home, but a Jew needs a Rebbe. A Jew needs a Mora. A Jew needs a Rosh Hashiva. We need educators. And Dafka, that's the connection between these two Gemaras. Bilam saw it's such a great thing, and you said, hey, they're so holy inside the home, maybe they don't need any shuls or yeshivas. No, says Rav Moshe, we have to make sure, even though we have the parenting, and it's so important at home, we also need the Rebbeim, we also need the leaders outside of the home as well. So let's just review these five ideas. The first idea we said from the Shitzker Malag and the Noam HaMelech, Layar Babak B'tzipor, it's called Asher Yisrael Le'amori. They saw everything that Klai Yisrael did was dafka through Remoi, through the koich of tefillah, through the koich of speech. The second idea we said from the Torah Tamima about that the dafka, Balak said, I'm going to honor you. Bilam said, even if you give me all the money in the world, Bilam, who's talking about money here? Balak's talking about honor. Says the Torah Tamima, oh, it reminds me of Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Or Yosef Bikisma, he answered back, even if you give me all the money in the world, your $1,000 means nothing. So he answered back in money because he was talked to in money. But Bilam, who was so greedy, right? He wasn't offered money, he was offered honor. And he said it, even if already all the money in the world, it shows that Bilam was dafka. He was always guy of more money, more money, more kesem. And we know Rav Duster says that we have to view other people's possessions as not only bad for us, but it would dafka hurt us. The third idea we said was from the Ramban. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the piyaso, not the piyanachash during Bidish Mashos? So the Rasam Rebbe said because the piyanachash caused sin, and the also and the donkey caused people not to sin. Caused, he was trying to tell Bilam not to sin. We have to be able to use our speech for good. The fourth idea we said was from the original Rebbe. There are two types of Jews. You have the Nesuma Shesuma Ayin Jews, the Jews who feel like they can never come back to their bonus home. And then you have the Jews who are the Shemayim Rekel. They realize that even in the Nofa Gulim Einayim, Kosh Baruch Hu could always come back to their bonus home. Like Rav Hunter said, Shevi Yipol Tzadik could come, a Tzadik falls seven times. No, becoming a Tzadik is Kudafka through using your challenges to be able to come back to their bonus home. And the fifth and final idea, Rav Moshe says, what do these two Gemaras have to do with each other by Ma'atovu? The first Ma'atovu, that Bilam saw that the tents didn't face each other, so they were so Tzanua. And the second Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Bilam didn't want to have any shuls. What's the connection between the two? So Rav Moshe says that Bilam saw that they were so holy inside, maybe they don't need any institutions outside the home. Says Rav Moshe, no, you have to make sure to have institutions inside the home, to have the chinuch in the home, but even more importantly, even just as importantly, make sure to have the chinuch outside of the home as well, to have the rebbeim, to always have role models and teachers. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us, to be able to koach tefillah, for us to be able to understand the koach of senech bechelko, not having the mid of kinah, working on our kinah, the koach of tefillah, the koach of our words, the koach of never realizing the rebbeinu is always right by our side, and to understand, to be able to understand the chinuch in the home, and the chinuch is so important, obviously outside the home as well, as the Hashem Yisparach.